It's a top priority of the U.S. Justice Department as Washington moves to legalize recreational pot, preventing leakage to other states like Idaho and Oregon. Barcodes will help the state track marijuana from seed to sale, but technology alone won't keep Washington pot in Washington. And as correspondent Austin Jenkins found, some think the concern about leakage is overblown.
Here was Governor Jay Inslee last August pledging to enact a disciplined and regulated legal recreational marijuana marketplace.
So we're not going to allow distribution of this product in a way that has massive leakage outside the state of Washington.
With that in mind, Washington's Liquor Control Board has adopted strict traceability rules for marijuana businesses, and the rules say licensees must track marijuana from seed to sale and report much of that information back to the state. And this is where a Florida-based company called BioTrack THC comes in.
Every single plant within inside your production facility will be assigned its own unique 16-digit non-repeatable barcode number.
This is BioTrack THC's director of marketing, Anthony Stevens, in a recent webinar now posted to YouTube. The company was selected by the Liquor Control Board to customize a tracing system that will allow the state to monitor and track any marijuana plant at any time. Now, BioTrack THC wouldn't talk about its work for the state, but the company is already marketing its off-the-shelf tracking software to would-be marijuana licensees in Washington.
You know, people always ask me, so Anthony, are you telling me that if an employee steals from me, I can find out on this report? Well, actually, yeah, you definitely could.
But will it be that simple for the state? Colorado had grand plans for a seed-to-sale monitoring system of medical marijuana, but an audit earlier this year found that wasn't happening, largely because of a lack of money to do the oversight. In Washington, Liquor Board Deputy Director Randy Simmons says his agency will get $5 million a year to administer the state's new marijuana law.
Fortunately, the initiative writers gave us money to actually run the oversight of this business. Did not happen in Colorado. So I think we're way ahead of where Colorado is.
Simmons says the software system will be built to look for red flags, but it's going to take investigators with real expertise to effectively analyze those red flags. That's according to Alex Cooley with Solstice Co-op, a medical marijuana provider that already tracks its product from seed to sale.
The people that they hire to do this inspection and enforcement need to be very intelligent and capable of easily determining if a license holder is being dishonest with them.
But is all this time and money and effort to prevent leakage really necessary? Washington's former pot consultant, Mark Kleiman of UCLA, is skeptical.
I think the tracking system is not a very good solution to mostly a non-problem.
A non-problem? Kleiman predicts the marijuana that leaves Washington borders will be the black market variety, not the stuff that's regulated and taxed.
I mean, everybody's fixated on whether the legal system leaks, and I understand that concern, but I just doubt that's going to be the major source of exports.
Randy Simmons at the Liquor Board tends to agree, but he says the state has to play it safe. After all, marijuana is still considered a Schedule I narcotic by the feds.
And I think to get the buy-in from Department of Justice that we needed and wanted, traceability system was part of that.
Even if leakage isn't a big problem to start, it could be down the road as the black market shrinks and the price of legal pot comes down. Then there might be a financial incentive to let some product leak to other states. I'm Austin Jenkins in Olympia.